jail and the saloon. You could be in one by noon, and by evening tumble out of town again. Travel west out across the Mississippi. Upon this dusty frontier we do roam. From the Yukon down to Mexico, we may come and we may go. While we're here, we call tumbleweed our home. While we're here, we call tumbleweed our home.
Our story is set in the 1850s in the small South Texas town of Tumbleweed, which is located just to the north of Laredo and the Mexican border. This is a time when men were men and women were drop-dead gorgeous, if you know what I mean. Just listen up and you'll see. Tumbleweed, episode number one, The Chupacabra?
Doc, is that you?
Yeah, it's me.
I'll be out in a minute. Pepino just bought some food over from Rose's for the prisoners, and I'm giving it to them now. Dang!
What's the matter?
Oh, it's just that Rosa left out one serving, so I guess I have to give my food to one of the prisoners. Dang, I'm real hungry tonight.
That's okay. How about if I buy you a good steak dinner over at the Tumbleweed Saloon?
Why? That would be just fine, real fine. That's mighty generous of you, Doc. And on my monthly salary, it's not an offer I'm going to refuse. Now tell me, what's on your mind?
I just came over to tell you, I finished my examination of that steer you and Pepino found a few days ago.
That's great, Doc. So what do you think it was killed that steer?
Well, quite frankly, I can't say as I know what killed it. It looks a lot like the one you brought me about 3 months ago, except for one thing.
What's that, Doc?
Well, they both have no blood. They had their internal organs removed so neatly it looks like it was done surgically. But the other one had eyes, and this one has no eyes.
So do you think this steer was killed by a predator, Doc?
No, frankly, I don't. If it was killed by a predator, there would be bite marks or claw marks and plenty of blood all over the carcass. But there are none of these things present.
It was killed by the devil beast, the chupacabra.
Now, don't be saying that, Pepino. The doc just said he doesn't rightly know what killed steer, but he doesn't think it was an animal, so don't be talking chupacabra and causing panic in town.
The chupacabra is half animal and half devil. It sucks the blood out of what it kills. This is the sign of the chupacabra. It is the mark of the beast.
Doc, that dinner offer still open.
Yep, it is.
Pepino, have you had your dinner yet?
No, I haven't seen your sheriff, Sam.
Okay, so how about you have this dinner that Rosa sent over for me?
Oh, thank you, Senior Sheriff Sam. Thank you.
Okay, Doc, let's mosey over to the Tumbleweed Saloon while we can still get a seat.
I'm ready when you are, Sam.
Oh, man. I'll probably be about an hour or so, Pepino, but if you're ready to leave before I get back, lock the door behind you, okay?
Yes, Senior Sheriff Sam. I will lock up the door when I go.
You know, I hate to say this, but Pepino might be right.
You mean about the steer being killed by the chupacabra? I don't believe that. You?
No, not exactly, but there has been this legend thing about the chupacabra that's been part of the culture around here for a long time. I just mean that there are a lot of things that are unexplainable. It might be that that steer was killed by something we don't understand, that's all.
Easy, big fella, easy. Well, we're here, and judging by the number of horses out front, it's going to be crowded inside. I hope Victoria has a table for us. After you, Doc.
Howdy. Sheriff Sam Stillwell and Doc Carter, two of my favorite people. We don't have any trouble happening tonight, so can I assume you are here for a drink or dinner?
Yes, you can, Victoria. It'll be dinner and drinks. Doc is buying the dinner, and I'm buying the drinks. That is, if you have a table for us.
Yes, it's another busy Friday night, but I think I see a table for you down in the back corner. You'll be next to Brother Reuben James. Will that be all right? You know, sometimes I feel just like the cowboys that come here, except I'm herding people, not cows.
Yeah, I know what you mean, Victoria. And yes, sitting next to Reuben will be just fine.
Okay, follow me. Brother James, since we're all full up tonight, would it be okay if Doc Carter and Sheriff Stillwell joined you at your table?
Well, now that would be just fine. I would enjoy their company.
Okay, gentlemen, I'll send one of my girls over to bring you menus and take your order.
Howdy, Reuben. How's the soul-saving business?
Well, it's a mite slow, Sam, a mite slow. There's a lot of souls in here that need saving, but they don't want to think about it on a Friday night. But come Sunday morning, some of these souls will find their way to the Church of the Lost Sheep, and then maybe I can help them out.
Hey, Virgil. Virgil, come on over here.
Howdy, Sheriff. Doc, Brother James. Everything okay?
Everything's just fine. The good doctor and me are just here for dinner along with Brother James. Now, I was wondering if you made up your mind on that deputy job I offered you last week.
Well, to tell you the truth, I haven't thought much about it. But like I told you last week, dodging bullets isn't my first choice for earning a living.
Yeah, I can understand that. But you're my first choice for the deputy job. So if you could let me know by, say, Monday, then I can start looking for someone else if you don't want the job. Now, what are your plans for the rest of tonight? Would you like to join us for dinner?
Well, I'm going to play some poker tonight and see if I'm any luckier than I was last week. And with regard to the deputy job, I'll let you know by Monday, one way or the other.
That's all I can ask for. Just think it over good and let me know. Good luck on your poker plan.